And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information on the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Just go there now and like us there now. On the phone with me is Dr. Jeanette Betancourt. She's with Sesame Street. She's here this morning to introduce us to Sesame Street's newest character. She'll tell us all about it. It's our pleasure to welcome Dr. Jeanette Betancourt back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Rodney. It's such a pleasure to be on.
Now, this is exciting times for Sesame Street. You guys introduced a new character. Her name is Julia. Tell us about Julia.
Yes, Julia is part of our suite of resources on this initiative. We have Sesame Street and Autism, See Amazing in All Children. And it's really to help drive better understanding about children with autism and really share all the common things that all children share.
Okay, so explain to me why it was so important for Sesame Street to introduce a character like Julia to young children.
Absolutely. So Julia is in our storybook. So she's a illustrated Muppet that we included so that we're showing the child's point of view. And what she does is she tells Elmo, who's a friend of Julia's, and he introduces her to Abby, another one of our wonderful Muppets.
Abby Cadabby. I know her. She's the cutest.
Isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, it's the first time she meets Julia, and she finds that maybe Julia doesn't want to be her friend because she's not looking at her, and maybe she's not doesn't look as interested. So Elmo and Julia so nicely explain that Julia has autism and that she does some things differently, but she does so many things that they share in common, like playing together, enjoying songs together, and at the end they have a wonderful cup of hot chocolate together.
All right. So one thing that I really like about Sesame Street, you guys put a lot of research into developing this character to ensure that she was representative of children with autism. Tell me about that. Tell us about the research project, because you don't just say, hey, I want to introduce this character. There's some research behind that.
Oh, an incredible amount of research, because we really believe that when we're creating this initiative and this character and this suite of resources, it is not for the autism community, but rather with the autism community. So we spent 3 years, actually, before we launched the initiative, testing things out. We also gathered a whole national network of organizations who either advocate or provide services to the autism community, and then also tested out the materials with actual families who had children with autism, as well as those who had typically developing children, because, again, the whole focus is how do we drive better understanding between children with autism and their families, as well as the general public.
Now, there's a large number of boys diagnosed with autism. Why did you decide to make the character a female, a little girl, Julia?
Well, this whole effort is about really greater understanding around autism. And when you put the whole suite of resources together, because we not only have Julia, but we have other families with, again, show diversity and different levels of autism, we thought that in that suite of resources, it's really important to point out that girls also have autism. And so we want this to be a balanced representation of autism.
And Dr. Betancourt, as you know, there's a wide range of characteristics on the autism spectrum. What characteristics will we see in Julia?
Well, you're right, because they also often what we heard is that when you meet one child with autism, you really met one child with autism, mm-hmm. and so you can't generalize. So Julia is 4 years old. She is limitedly verbal, and she uses what we call assistive technology uses an apparatus or a pad, an iPad, to be able to communicate. But she loves, singing. She loves playing, and she's very excited, but at the same time, she also has behaviors where she kind of moves her hands differently when she gets excited or reacts to light or sensory, too high sensory environments. So, again, she represents some of the spectrum, and I would say it's in the moderate level.
And in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Dr. Jeanette Betancourt. She's with Sesame Street. She's here this morning to talk about the newest character Sesame Street introduced. The character's name is Julia. She's a puppet who has autism. For more information on autism, you can visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Just head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation. Now, Dr. DeBettencourt, I read somewhere that children with autism are 5 times more likely to be bullied than their peers.
Absolutely, yeah, that's a very, very striking statistic and absolutely right. And again, it goes back to our whole conversation. That really comes from lack of understanding why a child or a youth with autism may have some different nuances or different ways to communicate or express themselves or to react to certain situations. So it all comes down basically to how do we understand differences more thoroughly and clearly.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about Sesame Street and autism, See Amazing and All Children, how can they find out more if they would like more information about Sesame Street in general or about Julia as well?
So two places to go, and that's sesamestreet.org/autism. And then by telling your own story, you go to #SeeAmazing.
All right. Thank you, Dr. DeBettencourt. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us, and glad to have you back on the show again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking to Dr. Jeanette Bettencourt with Sesame Street. Remember, more information about the show can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Go there now and like us there now.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.